This month, as part of a series called Newlywed in America, we're looking at the ways marriage has changed over the last 50 years. Today, our spotlight is on interracial marriage. It wasn't even fully legal in the United States until 1967. Now, 6% of marriages in this country are between partners of a different race. And though our society has become far more accepting of interracial marriage, these couples still have to find ways to overcome prejudice and to resolve their own cultural differences. Katie Riddle went to Cleveland to bring us the story of one couple who has blended traditions.
The first time Rochelle Juarez saw her future husband, she was waiting tables in a restaurant in Minneapolis.
I noticed him immediately, and he was not sitting in my section, but I went and filled up his soda because I couldn't take my eyes off of him. And I remember walking back to the waitress station and saying, that man is so beautiful.
With her Scandinavian roots, Rochelle is a quintessential Minnesotan. She figured that this guy was from another country and she'd probably never see him again. Varnesh Sridharan is from Sri Lanka, but he was living in Minneapolis at the time, working at a law firm downtown. He came in that day with some coworkers.
Initially, we went there for the burgers. After Rochelle started being our server, we decided to go there probably 2-3 times a week and, you know, just to see whether we could run into her.
Varnesh asked her out, and within 2 months, Rochelle says, she knew he was the one. They were married in a traditional Sri Lankan ceremony in the Twin Cities. Fast forward 8 years.
You ready, buddy?
That looks snug.
You're eating your bib.
Now they have a 1-year-old son, Kai. On this day, Rochelle feeds Kai an early dinner. She and Varnesh are a striking couple. The contrast between his dark skin and her pale complexion is dramatic. And they say that in Cleveland, where they now live, that difference doesn't go unnoticed.
I pick up on little, like, glances that linger a little longer than they should. Go to the grocery store, there's always, you know, just still a lot of weird looks and things like that. But I guess ultimately you just have to kind of learn to roll with it because you're just not going to escape it.
Rochelle grew up in a family of hippies, as she explains it, and her parents encouraged diversity. But she says this attitude isn't necessarily typical in small-town Minnesota.
I still haven't brought Varnesh back to my high school town. It was all white people. I think about, you know, people will look at us funny.
Varnesh moved to this country in 1983. His parents raised him and his brother in New Jersey in a tight Sri Lankan community.
When I went away to college, I think they, you know, over and over, they professed their, you know, overwhelming preference to have me marry someone who was Sri Lankan.
Over the last 30 years, racial taboos have broken down across society. One reason for the rise in interracial unions, sociologists say, is that Americans are getting married at an older age than they did 30 years ago. Varnesh was 31 when he and Rochelle wed. His father died last year. This weekend, his mom happens to be visiting. Now, Saro Sridharan says she can hardly remember wishing for a Sri Lankan daughter-in-law.
Rochelle is a nice girl, and I am sure Varnesh made the right choice, you know, and I'm very happy.
During this visit, the family takes their toddler to the Hindu temple. At Saro's request, the priest performs a short, special ceremony blessing Kai. This is only the second time that Rochelle has gone with Varnesh to temple. She says sometimes she gets nervous being the only white person, but she also recognizes that Varnesh's faith gives him strength.
I think that maybe people think because I married her that I must be somehow removed from my culture or that I'm not, you know, I guess as devout a Hindu. Would it be easier if she was Hindu? Yeah, but then I wouldn't have her.
Varnesh says it doesn't matter if Rochelle shares his faith or not. It brings him balance between being a lawyer, an immigrant, a father, and a husband. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Check our website, npr.org, for wedding photos of Rochelle and Varnesh, and more from our series, Newlywed in America. And while you're there, we'd like to get a look at your wedding photos. The more creative, the better. Write a caption of 100 words or less and upload your photos to Flickr. You'll find a how-to on npr.org.